Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The readings are as follows. The Old Testament, Ezekiel 36, 25 to 27. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. The Gospel, John 15, 26 to 16, verse 4. And we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore, we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. And for his sake, grant us remission of all our sins. And by the Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given us his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on him, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, God the Father Almighty, the Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, who Son of the Father, who taketh away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. And thou that sittest on the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Only thou, Christ, the Holy Spirit, art most high, and in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things and the day of the just judgment, we may be ready to receive you and to have total faith and trust in you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The scripture readings are as follows. The Old Testament, Ezekiel 36, 25 to 27. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all of your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my ways, in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So far. The Epistle, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a sound of rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were assembled. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem the Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in their own language. And they were all assembled with one and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not these that speak Galileans? And how do we hear every man in his own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in one doubt, saying one to another, What means this? Others mocked them and said, These men are full of new wine. So far. The Gospel, St. John chapter 15. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the very beginning. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. They shall put you out of the synagogues, and the time will come that whosoever kills you will think that he is doing God a service. And these things will they do unto you, because you have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time comes, you shall remember that I told you of these things. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. So far. I read from St. John, chapter 15. But when the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. So far. Truth is a word that we use many times. But what is truth? Pontius Pilate asked the one person who could have given him a complete answer, only if he waited long enough to listen. But if we cannot define truth, we surely can define what a lie is. But when the Comforter comes, he will bear witness to me. In other words, the Spirit of truth testifies to the truth concerning life and death. His great truth is summarized in the earliest creeds, which is simply, Jesus is Lord. He testifies to Jesus who ascends to the Father. It was this Christ who burst the bands of death after he died on the cross, and who brought healing to illness, joy to sorrow, and life to death. This is Jesus, at whose birth a special angelic choir came to earth to mark the event by heavenly music. This is Jesus, who coming as the Messiah, the suffering servant, the prophets had proclaimed many centuries in advance. The Spirit testifies that this Jesus is the only Lord. But here is a problem. Who is Lord? There are so many gods, so many lords in this world today from which to choose. We have power, goodness, money, and the list goes on, all of which can sit on the throne of our lives. And at times, even we ourselves want to be God. The Spirit of truth shows that we at times try to stand in God's place as we try to justify ourselves by our good works and our good intentions. The Spirit of truth brings the good news of God's grace, testifying that in Christ God forgives and receives fallen sinners back into his kingdom. Just before Jesus ascended to the right hand of God, he laid plans for the future of the gospel and the future of the church. And we have to marvel at these plans. He could have stayed in this world to be the official head with an earthly office and headquarters. But in which country would Jesus build his office? Would he ever come to our congregation? He didn't choose this plan. He ascended and left his followers to run things. And why didn't our Lord choose more effective followers to lead us, perhaps even angels? No, instead he commissioned weak, sinful human beings. And these were the people who heard the Great Commission, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize, teach, and preach. When we confess, I believe in the Holy Ghost, Luther puts it this way: I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me. The Holy Ghost still calls today. He calls sinners into the kingdom of God, takes possession of their lives, gives them forgiveness of sins, gives them life and salvation. Jesus said to his disciples, I have said this to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues, and the hour is coming when whosoever kills you will think he is doing God a favor. The apostles soon experienced what the truth of this statement was. Peter and John were arrested, beaten. Stephen was put to death. James was beheaded. Church history records that every one of the 12, except John, suffered a violent death. Jesus knew that the hatred and the rejection of him would be transferred to his followers. Today, there are many who publicly reject Christ and his gospel. And this is the reason why the celebration of the ascension of our Lord is so different from the celebration of, say, his birth or his resurrection. In this festival, we celebrate the very way God works through us. It is an agenda for work. And at times we are tempted to lose courage. And there are times when we want to quit. This is why Jesus ascended to the right hand of God, so that he could send the Holy Spirit to guide us and to direct us. The Spirit of God, so to speak, comes and puts his strong arms around us. He gives us the encouragement. He helps us to stand strong. And this is the Spirit of Christ working in our lives. But the power of the Spirit is not a firepower, or rocket power, or killing power. It is a power of healing. And with it, the forgiveness of sins. And this is divine, not human. Praise God for his wisdom. Praise him for his grace. Praise him as we live with him, for him, and are willing to die as well. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. I now ask you before God who searches your heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do confess. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do promise. And finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve you, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Amen.